Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we're going to talk about the drive of shame. So please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. And again, I have a favor to ask you guys. But let's get into it, guys. RV sales, the RV industry is completely off right now. Now think about this. A year ago, they talked about the drive of shame. And is the industry over with? Well, it's done. Definitely ran out of gas, according to these people, and that is amazing. The RV Industry Association is talking about sales for RVs are off 31% month over month. 31% off. Now, smaller motorhomes like this are still not selling. Things like this are off 41%. Towables, vans, everything. They've got them all here. But the point is that this is an industry that is completely upside down. And this is arguably one of the largest locations in California. And the problem with this is just nobody can afford these things right now, and they're not buying them. Once again, you have to look at what is selling right now. And one thing that's interesting is it's not this. Now, Denise sent me a great site, and what she sent me was take a look at the equipment that's available. Now, I want you to think about this. This is industrial equipment. This is a site that does auctions. Very well respected. You can pan through it. They're not a sponsor or anything like that. But I want you to think about what is wrong with this. And what they have is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of items for sale. Now, if you are in the market to buy absolutely anything right now, I'll let this guy drive in right in front of me. If you're in the market to buy anything, tractors, you're looking for tow trucks, you're looking for anything, the best thing that you can do right now is you can go to an auction site like this. But I want you to look at this. Look at everything that's available from this place. This is crazy, guys, that they have that. So hundreds and hundreds of tractors, backhoes, equipment, absolutely everything. They've got all these different categories that make it so that you can go out and you can auction on this stuff. They've got commercial vehicles, everything there. But when you look at just one thing, when you look at just tractors alone, the tractor sales are completely off, and you can go buy yourself a tractor. You don't have to go pay top dollar for a tractor right now. It's nuts. That's the problem with the industry right now, is you're seeing motorhomes that are not selling. You're seeing equipment that's for sale galore all over the place at these auction sites. Do yourself a favor and go to the auction sites and check this out and save yourself an absolute fortune. It's unbelievable. But Denise sending me this, this site has grown over the course of the last 90 days exponentially. There are so many people on this site right now, it's unbelievable. But once again, you know, this is a well-respected place, good place to buy your RV, sales, service, everything, super familiar with it. But it's a dead industry right now, guys. It's a dead industry. And if you want a deal, find somebody's used motorhome right now, because you're going to be able to steal it right now. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. This side's got the trailers on it. Huge amount of inventory. Both sides of the freeway off the 405 freeway. Truly one of the largest sellers of all this stuff right now. But is there a market for this right now? That's the question. I mean, it really is. I mean, everything's beautiful. If you like camping, if you like this stuff, but the problem with it is it's gotten so expensive right now. It's not an inexpensive, you know, thing to do. I mean, everything is outrageously priced right now. But the biggest problem, the thing that killed this, people don't have the disposable income, and also it's the gas prices right now. Gas prices, interest rates, everything have added to this right now. So who knows if this industry will come back. I don't think it's going to come back. But man, look at this. Look at the inventory down there. Isn't that crazy? So, again, Mike Thompson's is a great place to buy vehicles like this. They have the service center and all that stuff. But man, oh man, are they feeling the pinch. And when the RV Association, read the article below, you know, when you look at things like that RV auctions that I showed you earlier, all the inventory that they have is growing month after month after month. And I've told you guys this, if you need anything and you're going to buy anything, the last thing you want to do is go buy something new right now. You really don't, because there's deals on everything. Boats, motorcycles, everything right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, and let me know what you think about this so far. It's nice to get away from the RV lot and back on the golf course, but I want to ask you guys a favor. And we talked about this earlier in the week, and that's Joseph Dreamhouse. It's unbelievable, but September is Hunger Awareness Month. And in a world where we're giving millions of dollars to different foreign governments, we have people here that are hungry. Fran Glover runs a great charity called Joseph Dreamhouse, and she prepares nutritious meals for families, and you can go out and you can help her, please, okay? It is a 501c3, it is fully tax deductible, but by giving her money, it's going to go and prepare meals for families that need them. Things are so upside down. She has, you know, dozens of families now that used to contribute to her that are now members of her. But the thing that stunned me and that hurt me the most were the veterans that she has had come to her lately that cannot get food assistance from the states that they're in. Fran helps these people. Please, 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 donate whatever you can. The link is below. I put my money where my mouth is. I love this charity. We've raised money for her for you know, 2.5 years now, guys. She's great. The charity's great. If you want to mail a check, I got her address. You can use the link in the video description to get that and send her a check, guys. But the money goes to a good cause, and it feeds people that really need it right now. And again, it is disgusting that we have to have a month called Hunger Awareness Month. Fran calls it Hunger Action Month because she doesn't let things get to her, and she's a brilliant person, and let's help Joseph Dreamhouse. We're really close to setting our record with her too, so let's do that. Let's raise some money for her. It's going to a good cause. A few things that are different, and it started here in California with Target, and this is going to get rolled out nationally, was they changed their return policy real quietly. And what they're calling it now is the right to deny. The right to deny your refund. Think about this one. They still have the thing, if the box is unopened for 90 days from a purchase, they will take things back as long as it's in good condition. So don't get it, you know, don't steal something out of a car accident and think that you're going to be able to keep that. Target will not tolerate that. So the right to deny. So they're sick of the fraud. They're training their staff right now to teach them what happens when people try to commit fraud, steal something, and then return it, things like that. We're seeing so many problems with this, and that's, you know, going to stop when it comes to Target. So whenever you have a big retailer that does something like this and they have legalese to change it, it's just a matter of time until everybody does that. But let's face it, guys, you've heard the stories about Nordstrom where somebody brought back tires and they don't sell tires and they took the money back. I thought that was ridiculous. I still don't believe that story. But I've seen people bring TVs to Costco that were years old. Just, yeah, I'm going to get a new TV, so I want you to give me the money back for this one. Yeah, ridiculous. Those days are done, completely over with. Governor Newsom just signed new bills into law for debt collection. First things first, medical bills cannot be on your credit report here in California. This will become a national standard. So if you're in the medical space and you're owed money, good luck collecting it, because it's not going to be something that they can chase you, they can sue you, they can do things like that. You can't put it on the credit report. So that's going to massively change things. Also, for bills and commercial bills up to 500 grand. You have to have the company collect the money. This is going to come out, you know, you're going to get more details on this coming out soon. But the problem is you have debt collectors that go out and sell debt. And then these people come after you and they collect it. The problem with it is that you've all been in trouble at one point in your life and you have somebody calling you for money. They may not even be the original person that owes it. Now they've got to be the original person that owes the debt to start the original collection for commercial debts. So it's going to be interesting. You know, so many things have changed and they've made it so much more difficult. Also, right now, for a unlawful detainer, if you are the victim of, you're getting evicted right now, normally you used to have 5 days to respond to the complaint. Now you get 10 days. So the people that are not paying their rent have double the amount of time to answer the complaint. So it's designed to give people a fair shot. Everything is designed to give people a fair shot. But as the economy gets worse and worse and worse, people rely on things like this more and more and more. So you're going to see some crazy stuff, guys. As you see RVs sit there on the lot, Redfin and my buddy Dave sent me something today, and that was that the average house is sitting on the market 60 days now. 60 days. Remember 6 minutes, 6 hours, 6 days? Wow, we had a record in 9 days. Remember all the flyers you'd get on your front door? That would happen to me. But no, this is just the beginning, guys. The beginning of the slowdown. So interest rates are lowered. Inflation, we're being told yesterday, is better than ever. It's not. The thing I get a kick out of is meat. Everything that's gone up over 40%, I won't bore you with all the stats. Now, hey, it's stabilizing and producer prices just went up 0.1%. So inflation's going down. Prices are up here and they're staying just up here. That makes sense? Inflation's still ravaging all of us right now. Look at gold right now and how it is just shooting up. It hit $2,700 this week for a brief moment, and you're going to see it go much, much higher. Okay? So let me know what you think about this. I love seeing the heron work. Such a methodical. Look at that. Look at that. Just waiting to catch a fish right there, poking his head down. We should all be that patient. Okay? A lot more to cover, guys. Seema Sistani is the CEO of Weight Watchers, and she's done. She quit. And read the story below. But one thing that's happened with Weight Watchers lately is they bought a telehealth company, and that does remote health online. Which, again, if you guys have ever had sick kids, and you, oh no, no, you take him to the doctor. No, I'll take him to the doctor. Back and forth. If you could do telehealth, look, he's got the same nasal thing. Can you prescribe him something so we don't have to miss work today? Telehealth has some good points to it. Okay. My girlfriend passed away from complications of cancer, and there were certain things at the end that were very great that we didn't have to load the car up and go fight the hospital and do everything just to have a telehealth appointment. So it serves a purpose. But what she's complaining about is that they started to pitch Ozempic and all these other weight loss drugs. Again, diabetes drugs were never designed for weight loss. They have that side effect for that, but people abuse it. Actors, people that want to lose weight quickly abuse it. I mean, it's crazy, but that's the problem with this stuff, is that people want to take a pill or inject something and have a quick fix to their health problem that they have spent their entire lives abusing and can't figure out why, you know, you're Fat Girl Wednesday. So, got a lot of heat for Fat Girl Wednesday when I made that joke. So, again, it's called a joke. Some are funny and some are not. Okay? Knock, knock, who's there? Gavin Newsom. That one was no big deal. Anyways, you know what I mean? This gets to a point that there's just no quick fix. There really isn't. So, you guys, I'm telling you this right now from a guy who has minimal medical knowledge, and I was in that industry. There are things that people take, and the side effects can kill you. Not today, but down the road. Be very careful if you guys decide to take things like this. That's not medical advice. That's common sense. Because people are taking one drug that's designed for one thing and using it for another. Okay? Let me know if you know somebody doing that. Oh, they've had such great results, Dan. She doesn't care. Okay, good luck. Good luck. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. And once again, guys, we have the unfiltered channel where we can talk about everything called I Allegedly Live. You sign up right here at iallegedly.tv is how you sign up. And don't forget to sign up for the email list because one's going out tomorrow morning. So you don't want to miss that. You want to be part of that. Use the link below to sign up for the email list. Now, final couple stories. I found a list of areas that they say are going to drop in value, in price, real estate prices that are going to drop in value between now and the end of 2025 substantially. Three of them are in one state, Texas, San Antonio, Dallas, and Austin, they say are doomed. They say Phoenix is going to drop substantially. And the fifth one that I was really blown away by was Boise, Idaho. I have a classmate who her and her husband sell real estate in Boise, and they have just done gangbuster business. But like everything else, is just starting to take a turn. So that's interesting. Whether you follow baseball or not, one thing that's interesting is sports memorabilia has taken a hit lately. Things are not worth what they used to be worth. Jerseys, baseball cards, football cards, all that stuff. The 50-50 ball from Shohei Ohtani, 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases, the ball that was hit for the home run was caught by a fan. He was offered $300,000 by the Dodgers. He turned that down. Said no. Sent it to an auction house who said starting bid's $500,000, but you can buy it today for $4.5 million. Well, not so fast. The auction was supposed to start yesterday. Didn't start because Max Mattis was an 18-year-old kid who said he had his hands in the ball. It was his ball, and it was taken away by battery. Physical battery, meaning somebody popped him and got rid of it. Now, I'm sure you can see the highlights of this thing over and over again. But this is what's crazy, guys, is that does this kid have a claim to that ball? $4.5 million? Yeah, you bet. I had it in my hand. The kid took it out of my hand. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out. And again, is a baseball worth $4.5 million? I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, Shohei Ohtani I'm done with because he left my team. But I think it's funny that you're going to have that be worth $4.5 million. Okay? Should have him bet on it and give us his opinion on that. Anyways, please don't forget to the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com, and I will see you guys very soon. Thank you so much for being here.